Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. I know it's been a minute, but, you know, a lot's been going on in that short minute that I've been away. And first, I'd like to apologize to the audience because, you know, I know I had a goal of us going through a journey together to reach our goals. And, you know, when things are good, they're good. And sometimes when you're trying to balance things out and you get real busy, you start to forget about the other things. And I definitely should have allowed you guys a part of that journey as well, so because I want to be a part of your journey. So I do apologize, and we'll try to keep the consistency going because you know, a lot has happened. I made a lot of changes. I'm still on my goal towards the $1 million challenge, the MDIN 365, you know, so we're still moving with it. But I did go through some turbulence in the last few months or a few weeks since I've actually posted the last episode, which was about the 10 industries where the billionaires were coming from. But we're going to get into that. And I, you know, I'm not even going to get into talking about anything else. I want to talk about strictly about that and the fact that, you know, the failures. And, you know, we fail sometimes, but we have to find our reward in the failures of what we learned and things of that nature. Because I did fail at executing on certain things, but I did find throughout this year I've made some great adjustments. But we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back, and we're going to get right into it. All right, we're back. So I wanted to talk about, first of all, I'm going to talk about where I failed. From the time I did that last episode to today, basically, you know, I was trying to experiment with a few things. So I'll start off with the podcast. I'd stopped doing the podcast for a little bit because we had decided to move into doing a visual. You know, we were going to create some videos and see, you know, what was the take on that. And, you know, we created the videos. We had a good cast come out, a great team. And the videos are set to release in 2020. You know, we wanted to start off the year right. But, you know, we couldn't get it because we were going to have it aired on a public access channel. And then at the same time, there was a lot of family, you know, we had a lot of family issues going on. I had a relative who passed, my grandfather. So, you know, there was a lot going on. And, you know, a lot of times when there's a lot of noise, you know, my mother had was dealing with cancer at the time. I mean, she's still dealing with it. But, you know, you have that family member pass, and then you're trying to orchestrate your business. You know, just a lot going on. I couldn't connect the dots the proper way. So then I was sitting back thinking about making a move to expand on the Legacy First, which is my brokerage is legacyfirst.org. That's our brokerage, just one of the businesses we handle. And we went to Florida. So I have my father and my second mother is over there. I got my brother over there. So I said, you know what, I have a lot of family moving to Florida. I want to explore it. So I decided to go out there for about a month. I go out there at the beginning, early in November. I just returned in the December, so, you know, I was out there for quite a bit. And then I got to networking and doing what I do. And it wasn't too hard, and I saw that there was a lot of opportunity, but I was ill-prepared to go out there as far as where my business was because I didn't really know the layout of the land. And, you know, I didn't know where areas to go, where, you know, so I was kind of just like running everywhere, which is not good when you're in business. It's kind of, you have to have a strategic plan and you have to execute. And if you're everywhere, sometimes you end up doing nothing. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, you know, the first week I spent time with family, and then I shut it down after a while because I realized, you know, there's nothing coming from it. And I just went back and I said, you know, I got to search the areas. So I started learning the different areas and things that I should have did when I first got there, but I didn't have that idea in my head. So, and all in all, you know, I didn't succeed in getting the visuals out. I didn't succeed in expanding the business floor, which that wasn't a failed job. I actually learned a lot about the area. I learned a lot about what I plan on doing, because I do plan on expanding out there and expanding in different states. So I did, and I did learn about different business strategies that I want to, and you know, I want to try out. So I did learn that. And so even though I looked at it as a failure because I didn't succeed at handling a lot of things at the time and I was grappling with a lot, I was able to calm down and balance out and learn. And then I started reflecting on this year. You know, we always go through these moments of reflection. And because of that, I started looking down. You know, my energy was down for like a quick second, because anybody knows me, I'm a very active person. But I started thinking about what I did this year, the accomplishments that I had for this year. And one thing I made in a New Year's resolution last year was, because my New Year's resolution was, I think, was in like November, December, I said, whatever I feel, you know, whatever I want to do, if it comes into my mind, I'm going to do it. I'm going to execute it. You know, no matter how crazy it sounds, I'm just going to do it, because I feel I'm at an age where if I think it, just do it and see what's the results. And the result is I created a podcast, Capital City Podcast. I also, LegacyFirst.org is an official brokerage now. I had released the book this year. All that's on the podcast website too. And, you know, so there was a lot of things happening. I started building my team this year. So everything didn't go as planned as I wanted it to, but I did see the growth in me actually not being as indecisive as I used to be, because that was a big issue for me. And I think that a lot of people face that when you're doing business. And indecisiveness has like probably stopped me from, made me miss out on many opportunities. So my indecisiveness and my half commitment to things. So now I'm like fully committed. I see that. I even acted in a short film this year. You know, how crazy is that? Something I never thought I would do. You know, I never thought about that kind of thing. And then I was excited about it because I actually played a radio host and it was kind of cool. And I was like, oh, they all interrelated, because I like to keep things kind of connected. Because my mission is educating people on finance, on business strategies, because I feel like that's where the world is going. Right, like we're working for people, and we're seeing these big companies expand, and the salaries are decreasing, and it's like we have to go out there and we have to start supporting each other. This global economy can only grow if the creative minds and the entrepreneurs start to become more abundant, and that's the key. I think that is really the key. I think we need more entrepreneurs. We need more people that are savvy with their money, savvy with their finances, because so many people that I sit down with, that when I'm talking to them about the retirement plan, and sometimes you see them in their mid-50s, late-50s, and they don't have much. You know, they'd hopefully, depending on that Social Security being a decent-sized check. You know, not everyone is getting a pension in today's time, right? So the pension system is down. Everybody's paying into their own 401ks or 403bs, and they have their own savings. And it's really not even, like, when we look at it, it really, what it is our ability to manage our own money. You know, how do we control our finances? So that's my passion about this. And that's, so I feel that, you know, with the podcast, by letting it go for that whole time, not letting you guys go through my experience, even in the $1 million challenge, I was writing, you know, I was going to do a daily login, daily journal, and during this whole process, I didn't even write in the journal, you know, and I felt bad. And I said, I wanted to go back to it, but I said, you know what? I'm going to start from here. I'm not going to implement ideas that I had then, because I don't know exactly how I felt then, because my thoughts are different now, even from a month ago. You know, there's that growth. So I say all that to say is that, you know, we learn from experiences, even from our failures. It's okay to fail at certain things, and it's okay to get things wrong, because the people that succeed the most are the people that fail the most, the people that gave it another try, and things of that nature. Because most of the time, it's our fears that hold us back, and that's what makes us indecisive. That's what makes us not commit. That's what makes us not execute the plan. But sometimes you just got to execute the plan and it doesn't go right and it's okay, you know. And, you know, financial strategies, I even learned certain things about balancing my money. I learned that from a client about how valuable some of these apps can be, you know, these money management apps, because I didn't really use them. I tell people if that's something you need, but it is valuable. So things you learn all the time, and the thing is that you learn from your failures just as much as you learn from success. You actually learn more from failing than you do from success, but it's just that. So that's my journey, and 2020 is going to be a hell of a year. I hope you guys stay tuned. You know, one thing else that was kicking on me was the podcast. You know, I saw like a downward trend in the listeners, right? And it was bothering me because, you know, I post a lot on Instagram. I'm going to start using all my social media channels now more than before because I learned about that. But I was away for a month and I can tell you that the episodes were listened to maybe 3 or 4 times more than I thought they would be. Like, I looked back to the other day and I was surprised. I was like, oh my God, look at all these views. So it really, you know, I realized that people catch this information on their own time, and we can't, you know, let things sway us from what we want and what we're trying to do. The mission is the mission. We're going to stick to it. We're going to create more entrepreneurs. Our goal is to help create more entrepreneurs and to create a savvy community, you know, a business savvy, financially savvy community. So if you're not going to go into business, at least we want you to know how to make those dollars work for you and work best for you, you know, not work against you. You know, we're going to stop going into impulses. So I'm going to get really, before, at the beginning, I was being basic, but now I'm going to get really strategic in this thing and get, we're going to get detailed. We're going to get more and more details. So guys, I really want you to grow with me. We're going to grow together. We're going to reach that $1 million together. And if you already got the million, we're going to double up your millions. So our goal is to grow together. We're a community, Capital City, and I want to create that atmosphere. And we're going to do more to expand on that. So I look forward to hearing from you guys for the year. Check out CapitalCityPodcast.com. That's the website. You can see the information on our book. We'll put the LegacyFirst.org website on the podcast website as well, so you can kind of see one of the brokerages, because we do expand. And we, you know, everything. I used to be afraid, jack of all trades, master of none. But I realized that you have to have multiple streams of income in today's time to make things happen. And it's just that I like to do businesses that correlate with each other. So I speak about finance, I educate about finance, and so the way I do my business is all related to that. All right, so you guys have a great week and enjoy. The holiday seasons is here, and I hope you're not spending it all up and have a bad January thinking about how much money you spent on the holidays, you know. All right. 1st. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about LegacyFirst.org. LegacyFirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me, and life insurance, having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of the nature, and we help you with that. So LegacyFirst.org, we start off with risk management, then we talk about finances and things of that nature, but we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands, all right? So reach out again. Check out the website, LegacyFirst.org, LegacyFirst.org.